ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi. The Gemara on the bottom of Petesim and Beis brings a brisa. Machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. What's it did by Novi Shediach? What's it do with the Novi that convinces people to do Avodah Zarah? And what's it do with Badiche Erani Dachas? What's it do with the people that convince the people in the Erani Dachas to be Avodah Zarah? So the Tanakama holds that they're both Beskila. And Reb Shimon's Chaydek, Reb Shimon holds that they're both Bechenek. And the Gemara explains that what's the Pshad in Reb Shimon? Why does Reb Shimon hold that they're Bechenek? So the Gemara says that Reb Shimon holds that by Novi Shediach, all it says in the Torah is Umesa Novi Ahu. And we know the klal that kol misa amur b'teres stam is any alachenek. Any misa that the Torah says stam is b'chenek. And therefore, Reb Shimon holds that a novi amediach has a did chenek. And then the Gemara says that it has what's the svar of Reb Shimon amediach erani dachas. So the Gemara says that Reb Shimon holds you learn out from novi. Once we establish now that a novi shediach has halacha of chenek, so we learn out amediach erani dachas from novi shediach. The Gemara asks the Kasha, why does Reb Shimon learn out the Gzeir Shavo? Hadocha, hadocha, from Novi Shediach. Why didn't he learn out from a Mesis, from a regular person that's Mesis people to do Avodah Zarah, which the Halacha is over there, Beskilo? He should learn out Madichi Aridachas from there. And the Gemara answers that Mesis Rabbim, and Mesis Rabbim, we learn out a Mesis Rabbim from Mesis Rabbim, but in Don and Mesis Rabbim, Mesis Yochid. The Gemara answers that the Svara is that's more mistaver to learn out from a Novi than to learn out from a regular Mesis, from a regular Hediot, because a Novi is a Mesis Rabbim, and Madichi Aridachas are also people that are big Mesis are Rabbim, so Mela is more mistaver to learn out. So the Shaila is that, L'chayra, what's the halacha of a Novi is Mesis a Yochid? A Novi comes to a Yochid, it tells him to be Eved Avodah Zarah. So if you look at the Rambam, in the beginning of Perakei of Avodah Zarah, Perakei Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is very clear that the Chiyuv, it's not dafka to a rabbin. If a Novi is basis a yochid, if a Novi is betiach a yochid, he convinces a yochid to do Avodah Zarah, he's also chayev misa. What does the Gemara mean over here? Mesis, that a Novi has a did of a basis rabbin. So the Bidyud Shloiba, Talmud from the Pnei Yeshua, he says that the b'chubra of the Gemara over here is not that it's a did, the maisa that you need, that a Novi in order to be chayev needs to be basis a rabbin. All the Gemara means is that if you look in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk brings down the case of a Navi Amidiach, the Pasuk brings it down by Rabbim, because that's the normal case of a Navi. A Navi comes to say it a voice, says it to a Rabbim, and therefore the Torah is talking over there about a Rabbim. Not that it's Dafka Rabbim, of course, Yechayiv Hu Adin on a Yachid, but in the Alfus of the Gzeir Shava, says the Binyan Shleib, it's more Mistavra to learn out from a Pasuk, it's talking about being Mesis a Rabbim. But if you look at the Chazinish in Tzimuch Avdal and Ois Ches, the Chazinish says no. The Pasuk's talking about Daf Kutar Rabbim. The Gemara over here is before that the Chiyav of Novi Abediach is only the Rabbim. And like Reb Shimon, if a Novi is Bediach a Yochid, says the Chazanish, he wouldn't have a did of Yochid Novi HaMediach. But says the Chazanish, a Novi that's Bediach a Yochid, in a Chanami doesn't have a did of Novi HaMediach, but he'll have a regular did of a Mesis. That's a regular Mesis. Since he's not Michal the Parsha of Novi HaMediach, he'll automatically have the did of a regular Mesis. And it'll come out later of Shimon, not only won't he be Chayiv Chedek, but he'll be Chayiv Skilo, because he'll have a did of a regular Mesis. Says the Chazaydish, the Rambam, that seems to say that a Novi Shediach is even by a Yachid, that the Rambam doesn't mean that you Chayiv be did Novi Amediach. The Rambam is going like the Chachamim, we pass it like the Tarakama, that holds that Novi Amediach and Mesis have the same din. Novi Amediach has a did Skilo, Mesis has a did Skilo. So the Rambam says that a Novi Amediach whether he's Mediach HaRabim, so therefore he has a Din of Dovah HaBediach HaTzchayev Skilo, or he's Mediach HaYochid, that he doesn't have a Din of Dovah HaBediach, but he has a regular Din of a basis. And we'll see later on in the Shira, the Das HaRabim is that there's no difference between a Dovah HaBediach and a regular person that's basis, someone to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Mela says the Chazanish, that Eidach HaNabi, the Gemara is a word that Dovah HaBediach is Dafka B'Rabim, but the Rambam still paskins that Yechayev Skilo B'Yochid, because the Didan that we hold, that both Dovah HaBediach is Chayev Skilo, and a Mesis Chayev Skilo, so there's no difference between Dovah HaBediach as a Rabbim and Dovah HaBediach as a Yochid. Just Dovah HaBediach as a Rabbim is Chayev, did the parsha of Dovah HaBediach. And Dovah HaBediach as a Yochid will be Chayev, did the parsha of regular basis, but the Didam are Shove, and they're both Chayev Skilo. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a memo for Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that the whole machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon is only either by a iker haguf da avodas kechavim and a kiyam mixes of bittul mixes da avodas kechavim, that the parsha, in other words, the machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon, that there's a machlekes of Navi, what the oinish of Navi Mediach is only when the Navi is saying to go and be oivid avodas zara, both be iker kol haguf, he's saying to be iker the whole din of avodas zara, or even by a kiyam mixes of bittul mixes of avodas zara. Ashkenaz says Rav Chisda by Oikra Guf to Shar Mitzvah. If he comes and says to be Oikra the whole entire mitzvah, the halacha is Divya Kol B'Chedek. It's a din of a Navi Sheker and he's Chayiv Chedek. And there's no machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon over there because the Rabbanon agreed that he's not a Navi Amidiach. He only has a din is a regular Navi Sheker. And Kia mixes, a bittul mixes, the Shar mitzvah, Divya Kol Potter. And says Rav Chisda, if someone's Bekayim mixes, a bittul mixes, if he says to only be Mevatel mixes of the mitzvah, then everyone holds you potter and you're not chayiv at all. And Rav Nuna argues on Rav Chisda. Rav Nuna says that even by a bittul of shar mitzvahs, as long as you're ikur kol haguf, you also have a din of Navi HaBediach. And therefore, there's the machlekes of Shimon, there are part of Navi HaBediach as skilor chedek applies over there also. But I'll call part of both Rav Chisda and both Rav Nuna say that a bittul mitzvahs of shar mitzvahs is potter. And Rashi explains the Ramasal Divya kol potter. That you potter even from chedek, says Rashi. So over there, it's talking about a dover sholem, and you can't be chayiv on a mikzas. A mikzas, you're not chayiv. And we are yechayiv. Rashi just explains we're yechayiv like Rav Duda. Rav Duda holds that a bittul of a whole mitzvah has a din of davi abediach, and a bittul mikzas the shar mitzvah is potter. So says Rashi, the whole pasuk of davi hashaker is talking about a dvar reshus. A navi tells you to do something; it's not a mitzvah. He's not being tried to be oikra mitzvah. He said something sheker. He says a regular via sheker a dvar reshus, not a big oikar mitzvah. That's where the parasha late Rav Abduda of Chedek is said. So the Ran is bedayik in Rashi. The Rashi is mashba that someone that's oikar of mikzas of a mitzvah is potter. It's mashba that he's potter and it's mashba in Rashi. Even if he's ever saying sheker, even if it wasn't true that Hashem told him to be oikar of mikzas mitzvah, apple picking is potter. And the whole parasha of Navi Sheker is only talking about dvar reshus. But by Akira Spitzvus, you don't have the chiyuv of Navi Sheker. And the Ran asks on Rashi, Zeu Tema Gadol. This Rashi is very hard to understand. It's a big Tema. How is it shy to say that if someone lies and says something Dvarim Ba'alma, the halacha is that he has a din of Navi Sheker, but if he tells someone to be Oikar Mitzvah, even though he's lying, he never got the Nevuah from Hashem. We know that he didn't get the Nevuah from Hashem. Abel Pikein, he's Potter. Why would he be Potter? He's a Navi Sheker. He's a regular Navi Sheker. What's the difference if it's a Dvar Shus or a Dvar Mitzvah? And the Ran says, and the Ran argues on Rashi, and he says it's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, what it says that you potter, the Gemara just means to say is that we don't know for sure that he's lying. It's possible that Hashem gave him a nevuah, because the klal is that a Navi is able to be Eikar Mikzas Mitzvah, the Tzarech Shah. So we don't know that it's a Nevi'ah Sheker. When he's being Eikar Kol HaGuf, he's saying that this mitzvah does not kaim in the Torah at all, so we know he's lying. So we could give him Misa Miyad. We could give him Chedek Miyad. Masha'ekein, a Navi that comes and says to be Mevatel Mikzas. So in a Chanami, it could be he's lying. If we find out that he's lying, then if we revire that he's lying, then in a Chanami, the halacha is that we give him Chedek. But if we'd have no, if we just hear him say this Devuah, then we could assume he's saying the truth. And we don't have to go and give him Misa. That's what it means, potter. And he brings a girsa in the Gemara, that the Lashon HaGemara, the girsa of the Rana in the Gemara is, he's potter ad the misyadaloch. He's potter until you know that he's saying sheker. When he's mevatel the whole mitzvah, he's chayiv miyad, because he's for sure saying sheker. Hashem bittul mixes, which is not for sure that he's saying sheker, you're only chayiv chenek ad the misyadaloch, until you know. So the Shaila is exactly how to explain Shitas Rashi. So the Sefer Bidyad Shloiba, he explains that in a Chanami, Rashi holds that even in the Dvar Reshus, If someone only says a miktsas, he doesn't say the whole Dvar Rishos, he only says over something without the Pratim, he leaves out certain parts, and that would have a din of a miktsas Dover, he wouldn't be chayiv al Navi Sheker. A Navi Sheker has Xeris HaKosov, that it needs to be a Dover, and it can't be a Chatzi Dover, it has to be a whole thing. And Ein Echadami, and a Dvar Rishos would be the same thing, there's no difference. The Ran asks that, what's the difference, why by Dvar Rishos do we say he has a din of Navi Sheker, when he's Iker miktsas of a mitzvah, even though he lied, he doesn't have a din of Navi Sheker. Says the B'din Shloimeh, no. In a Chanami, by Dvar Rishos is the same cloud. Dvar Rishos also has to be a Dover Shalim. The problem with saying this is, the Doichik saying this is that it's very, very hard to be Magdir what exactly is called a Dover Shalim, what is called a Chati Dover in Dvar Rishos. If a Navi tells you to do something, a Navi says a story, what exactly is Kaveya that this is only half the story, the whole story? It's a little hard to exactly be Magdir what would be called in a mitzvah. It's very clear what's a chati, what's the chati, and what's the kol mitzvah. Masha'inkin in a Dvar Rishos, it's very hard to be Magdir what's called a dover and what's called a chati dover. So maybe we could be meisiv onto the Bidyan Shleima that in a chanami. By a Dvar Rishos, in a chanami there's a din that you need to call dover, but a Dvar Rishos, whatever the Navi says, that has a din of dover. That will be a dover. Whatever he says from the Rishos, whatever his devoir is, that is a whole full Shalom Dikah thing. If he didn't speak about other parts of it, that's not a chelik of the thing. Whatever he speaks about, that is the dover. Only by a mitzvah, where we have a kvua Dikah mitzvah in the Torah, and he's coming to be oikar kvua Dikah mitzvah, could we look at his devoir as a chati dover. He's only being oikar chati of the mitzvah, so it's only a chati dover. And a dvar Rishos, it could be in a chanami, there's no difference between a dvar Rishos and a dvar mitzvah. Both of them, you need a full dover to be chayiv. Just by Dvar Rishos, automatically we're going to always look at it as a full dover. Tzarechin, if we could say such a svara, Al-Kapana, if this would be possible svara, maybe this would be Miyashiv Rashi from the Kasha of the Ran. We have a machlekes in this Gemara, machlekes Rav Chista and Rav Nuna, whether or not someone that's Iker call a Navi that comes to tell people that they should be Iker a whole mitzvah, that Hashem said we're going to be Iker a whole mitzvah, is he bichal the parish of Navi Abediach, and he's chayiv skilu l'fida chachamim? Or does he have a din of a Navi Sheker, and even the Fila Chachamim also all he will get, all his onish will only be Chenek? Now the Gemara brings a kasha that Rav Nuna asked the Rav Chista that in the parsha of Madiach, of Navi Amediach, it says, Lelecha zu mitzis essay, ba zu mitzis lois essay. So we see that there's a rebound of mitzis essay in the parsha of Navi Amediach. Ask Rav Nuna, Lefi Yur Rav Chista, that you hold that the whole parsha is only talking about Avodah Zarah. Where is it Shaycha essay? There's no essay in Avodah Zarah. And the Rav Chista answers, no, that there is an essay in Avodah Zarah. There's a pasuk of Benitatzdem, pasuk of destroying Avodah Zarah. That's a mitzvah essay. And if a Navi comes along and he says that Hashem was mitzav him not to destroy the Avodah Zarah, the halacha is, and that he'll be nichla on the parish of Navi Amediach. That's Rav Chista answer to Rav Nuna's kasha on himself. So there's a chiddush over here in the sugya that benetatzdem, even though it's not Avodah Zarah mamish, still he has a din of Navi Amediach. He's not telling them to be Oved Avodah Zarah. He's just telling them to be mevatel essay of Avodah Zarah. That would also be nichlal in the parasha of Navi Amediach. Akaparam lefir of Chista. The Ran over here brings that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah in Perek Aleph, Perek Hey, Alocha Aleph, the Rambam establishes the din of Meisis Amediach. And he establishes that Navi Amediach, and he puts it together with a regular Hedin Amesis. He says, both a Navi Amediach that convinces people to do Avodah Zarah, both a regular person that convinces a person to do Avodah Zarah, is Chayiv Skilo. And the Ram doesn't give any chiluk between the two. Asks the Ram that L'chayra, learning Eretz Sugyo, L'chayra comes out this chalukim. He says, first of all, L'chayra, we pass like a Rem Nuno. Because Abaye and Rava were chaylik in the machlekes Rav Chista Rav Nuna. Abaye held like Rav Chista and Rava held like Rav Nuna. And the klal is that Abaye and Rava loch ka Rava. So we should pass it like Rav Nuna. And therefore, there's a very big difference between Navi Amediach and a regular mesis, and a regular person that convinces people to do Avodah Zarah. There's a difference that a Navi Amediach is chayiv, even if he convinces them to do other mitzvahs in the Torah, to be over at other mitzvahs in the Torah, as long as he's oikir kol agof. Masha ein kein, a regular mesis only chayiv on Avodah Zarah. It says the Ran that even the fear of Chista, you tell me that we don't hold like Rav Nuna, but even the fear of Chista is also an afkamino. In the parish of Navi Mediach was this chadish, a very big chiddush, that even Venitatzdem, even the essay of destroying of Avodah Zarah, also has a din of Amediach. Mashikin says the Ran by a Navi, by a regular Yochad Amesis, or you're only going to be chayiv on a regular telling people to be Avodah Zarah mamish. So the Chayyar asked the Ran, how could the Rambam be mashveh on regular Amesis to a Navi Amediach if the Chayyar the dinam are chaluk? So on the first kasha of the Ram that L'chayra, we pass like Rem Nuna. The Radvaz already in Loshenes HaRambam in Siman Mevav speaks out that since Rav and Abaye aren't having their own machlekes, they're only being chaylik in the machlekes of Amnuna and Rav Chista, therefore we don't have the klal of Alacha to Rav in such a machlekes. Only when they have their own machlekes, when they're arguing in a machlekes, that they're taking sides in a machlekes that there already was from Amoraim before them, we don't have the klal. And therefore, the Rambam paskid like Rav Chista, not like Rav Amnuna, but Rav Chista was Rabbi to Rav Amnuna. Since Rav Chista was Rabbi to Rav Amnuna, therefore the Rambam paskid like Rav Chista, even though Rav holds like Rav Amnuna. Now, in the second kash of the Ram, the Radvaz writes that he holds that the Rambam is more mistaver than the Ram. He holds that the Rambam holds that a Hedir HaMeisis also is going to be Chayiv on Venitatzim. The Ram assumes that the Chiddush of Venitatzim is only a Chiddush in the parish of Navi HaMediach. Says the Radvaz that the same way the Chacham hold that you learn out Navi HaMediach to be Chayiv Skila, even though we said Reb Shimon holds Chayiv Chenek, this all says it's Biso. How do you know you're Chayiv Skila? Teretz is that you learn it out from Mesis. So says the Radvaz, who adin, we're going to learn out from Navi HaMediach, the Chiddush that was a Schadish in the parish of Navi HaMediach, that Yechayiv, even on the essay of Meditatzdem, we're going to learn that out to Yochid also. And in Echanami, a regular Yochid, a regular Mesis, is also Chayiv on the essay of Meditatzdem. And he says that's more bistavra than the Ran. And to say that the Tzcholok is more Shver, Pashtus is not like that. Pashtus will be like the Rambam, says the Radvaz, that both of them have the same halacha, that they're both chayiv on a docha, if they convince someone to go be over the Isra Meditats them, both the Yochid and both the Navi is going to be chayiv. Now, the problem with the Teretz of the Radvaz is that we don't find anywhere in the Rambam that the Rambam should bring down such a din. If it's true that the Rambam holds that there's a chiddush din of venitats them, and he holds not only that, he holds uhadim by a yachid, why did the Rambam bring this anyway? We don't find anywhere that the Rambam brings this halacha that someone that's mediach, the chiddush, exeris akosav, that Rav Chista learns up in a pasuk over here in our sugya. Why did the Rambam bring down this chiddush that someone that convinces someone to be over and venitats them has a din of a mediach, has a din of a mesis, and he's chayiv skila? So there's another mahalach over here in the Rambam from the Aruch Lener. Before we say the Teretz, it's be makdim a different kash on the Rambam. There's another kash on the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes Melachos Yisaydei Atayro, Rambam Perek Tes Alocha Hey. The Rambam brings down that someone that tells someone else to be oivid avid zara, a navi that comes. The Rambam over there is explaining the halachas of when we know a navi's emes or when we know a navi's sheker. And the Rambam says that a navi that comes and says to be oivid avid zara, even just for one day, he's not being oivid avid zara. He's already other mitzvah, we would listen to him. If he would tell us to be over a different mitzvah, he says, just for today, Hashem set a special TV to be over this and this Avera, we would listen to him. But says the Rambam by Avodah Zarah, the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Hey, speaks out that by Avodah Zarah, it's not like that. If someone comes and he says, Shashem Tivo, Shetabed Avodah Zarah, Yoyim Bilvad, Oy Bishazu Bilvad, Hariz Adibar Sarah Hashem. And he says that's what the Pasuk's talking about in the parish of Navi HaMediach. He says that we shouldn't listen to him, even if he brings the Ayus and a Maifis. Ki Dibur Sarah LaShem Alekeichem. And the Rambam explains, right, that Bala Hachish Nuv Osish HaMoshe. He's coming to be Machish and Abu HaMoshe. Lofikach Neidah Bevadai Shu Navi Sheker. Chol Sha'osa, all his Ayusis and Maifis that he did is Balot to Bekishif. Must be he did it Bekishif. Via Chonik. And the Rambam says, and therefore we should give him Chenik. Ask the Lacha Mishnah and Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Why is the Rambam saying V'yachonik? This is a classical case of a Navi HaMediach. Like the Gemara says Mefurish, that a Navi HaMediach is not only Chayiv when he's being Oiker Kol HaGuf Avodah Zarah, even if he's only Oiker Mikzas of Avodah Zarah, Halacha is that he gets Skila Bidin, Navi HaMediach. We pass him like the Chachamim, that a Navi HaMediach gets Skila. Why does the Rambam over here say V'yachonik? So a lot of Achronim answer, Iker the Makabas HaMishnah establishes this Yisoid, this teretz that the Rambam in Perek Tes and Hilchos Yisaydei Torah is not coming to explain the halachas of Navi HaMediach. The Rambam is coming to explain where we know when a Navi is emes, when a Navi is saying sheker. That's what the Rambam is coming to explain over here in this Perek. He said the Rambam is not talking about a case where a Navi was being mediach, where a Navi was convincing someone to do the Eved Avodah Zarah. He says if you look in where the Rambam does bring down the halacha of Meisis HaMediach, the Rambam in Perek Hey, Milchus HaVedah Zarah, the Rambam in Halacha Gimel there explains that in order to be a Meisis, in order to be a Mediach, there's certain klolim. You can't just go and tell someone to be Eved HaVedah Zarah. That doesn't make you a Mediach. The Rambam explains that you have to come and the person has to answer you back. That how could that be? How could you be telling me to be Eved HaVedah Zarah? How could we leave Hashem? Heich Daniach, Es HaShem Aleikenu. The Navid is Eitzim Es Avonim. And the Rambam says that only then, if the Navi or the Mesis answers back and he says, no, kachi cheveseinu v'kach yofalanu, only then does he have a din of a Mesis abediach. But says the Bakavis Abishno, that's not what the Rambam is discussing here. The Rambam is not talking about a case where a person is being Mesis abediach. He's just discussing what's the din with this Navius. We're talking about he wasn't Mesis abediach, people. He just told him to be Ovid. That's not enough to be a Mesis abediach. And if you look at the Chazayin Ish, the Chazayin Ish adds that if you look at the Chazayin Ish in Perek Chavdal, Zion adds that if you look at the Lashon Aram, the Lashon Aram is all the Navi says Shetivo Shetavet of Edizara. He's not says the Chazanish. The Ram doesn't even mean that he's telling that other people should be Eved Edizara. He's saying in a Vua that he should be Eved Edizara. He's not trying to get other people to be Eved Edizara. And therefore, the Rambam over here is not talking about a Mesis and Mediach. He's just talking about a Navi that said Sheker, a Navi that said Hashem should be Eved Eved. Hashem said to be Eved Edizara, which we know is not true. Like the Parsha of Navi Mediach speaks out that there's no such thing as Hashem giving a Vua to be Eved Edizara. And therefore, says the Barkavis Abishto. Therefore, the halacha is that he only gets Chedek. What comes out from the Kuda that Barkavis Abishto is bringing out that there's two halakim in the parasha of Navi Abediach. There's two nekudas that the Torah is bringing out. This, first of all, the etzem halacha, the etzem chiddush of a Navi Abediach, a Navi that convinces other people to be Eved Eved Zara, and that the Ram discusses later on in Perek Hey Melchus Eved Zara, that it's halacha, the chum, we pass him like a chum that you get skiva. And besides for that, there's another din underlying over there that the pasuk over there is being kaveya, is establishing which Nevius could be possibly emes and which Nevius we know for sure is sheker. And that has nothing to do with Navi Amediach. It's before that someone that it's before in the pasuk there that Hashem never will tell a Navi to be Eved Eved Zara. And Hashem will never be Mishana the Torah that you can't be Eker a mitzvah. You can't come along and say that there's no such mitzvah anymore. These things are before in the parsha of Navi Amediach, even though Lav Dafka, every time that a Navi says that, will he be Amediach? Amediach has certainly called him, but besides for the Etzem Chiyuv, for Navi Amediach, it's also before in the parsha that there are certain things that are Nevi'ah Sheker, these things we know for sure, Hashem, Dibur Sarah Hashem. It's not true what he's saying over, B'Shem Hashem. And therefore says the Aruch Lener that this Gemara over here about when it tats them is not coming to say that someone that's mediach on the estim that tats them is chayiv skiva, that he has a din of Navi Amediach. He says that that's poshit, that a mesis, the Rambam held that a mesis and mediach is only someone that comes and tries to get other people to be over Avodah Zarah. To try to get people not to do estim and he tats them, that's not nichal mediach. It's just Nichal and the Chelik of the Parasha says the Aruch Lener, that if you go and try to be Iker, the essay of any Tatzdem, then we know you're an Avi Sheker. And that Chelik of Dibur Sora Hashem, that we know, that someone, that just like we know, that if someone says to be Iker of a Zara, the halacha is that we know that he's saying Sheker, is who I did when he's being Iker, says the Aruch Lener, the whole essay of any Tatzdem, then also we know he's saying Sheker. The kasha of Rav Nuna and Rav Chisto was just that if Rav Chisto learned that the whole Pasuk is talking about Avi Zara, how is it possible, B'chlal, that we should be talking about another essay? We're talking about Avodah Zarah. Fear of Nuna, that we're talking about other mitzvahs, so it's possible to have also an essay in this parasha. But if we're only talking about Avodah Zarah, how does it, B'chlal, come in an essay? On that answers of Chista, they could come in because there are essays that are shaykh to Avodah Zarah. But in a Chanami, they don't have the din of Avodah Zarah, legabi, the din of Navi Amediach. And who they don't have the din of Avodah Zarah that you can't be oiker mitzvahs of it. They only, just Nichal in the parasha, that the Huad Din, just like every essay in the Torah, the halach is, we know for sure you're lying. So Huad Din, the pasuk speaking out over here, that the essay, when he tats them, the essay is, the halach is, that we know for sure if you're being oiker the whole essay, that you're lying. But there's no chiddush din b'chlal over here. This is the pashta halach of every single mitzvah, that when you oiker kol ha-guf ha-mitzvah, we know for sure that you're lying. And therefore says the Aruch Lener, that the Rambam didn't need to bring this in Sefer Yadach HaZaka, but says no chiddush din, the Rambam already brings. That if someone comes along and says that you can't to be oiker a mitzvah, to be oiker a mitzvah, we know for sure he's lying. And that's all that Rav Chisto is learning up in the pasuk here. Rav Chisto was just learning up that the pasuk is speaking out over here also that if you oiker kol guf a mitzvah, we know also that you're dibur sarah Hashem, just like by Avodah Zarah, when you oiker mitzvah Avodah Zarah. Little doichik, little chayr, if it's nichal in the parasha, it should also have all the dinim of the parasha of Navi Mediach. But that's what the Aruch Lener is saying, mikoyach l'ashmata, for the fact that the Rambam didn't bring down this halacha. The Gemara goes on, Amar Ravo, Amar Rav Yechanan, B'cholom Yom Elcha Novi Avar Al Devei Torah Shmalai, any mitzvah that the Novi says to be Avar Al Devei Torah Shmalai, Chutz V'Avodes Kechavim, besides V'Avodes Kechavim, L'chai Rav Yechanan is talking about a case where you're being only Oiker Mitzvah HaMitzvah, you're not being Oiker Kol HaMitzvah, and then there's a difference between all the mitzvah but the Zara, Shafilu Ma'amal Chacham V'Emtzer Rekiah Al Tishmalai, even if he holds up the sun in the Rekiah, he makes such a big Oif, such a big Maifis, Avol Piggy, you shouldn't listen to him. So Rabbi Yechiel is mechadish the halacha that is a din that you could listen to a Navi even though he's being oiker advar Torah. Rashi explains it's only Kernel Yobar Carmel, where there's a Tekonis HaShah, like the Gemara in Yavamas Tavtzadi speaks out. Only if there's a Tekonis HaShah, then we could listen to this Navi. So Ramosha and Igris Moshe and Aruch Chaim, Chedek Gimel, Simon Ayin Ches, he's Bedayik in the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha in Perek Tes Hilchus Yisrael Torah, halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, V'chein im yoymelach lonu ha-novi, shenoyda lonu shu novi, lavar ha-achz kom mitzvah murz v'toyroh. Then the Rambam says that there's certain cases where you can listen to him. But the Rambam adds, shenoyda lonu shu novi. Says Rav Moshe, what does the Rambam mean to add? Of course, if we don't know he's a Navi, we wouldn't listen to him. It's only if someone that we know he's a Navi. What does it mean, shenoy delonu shu Navi? So Rav Moshe says that there are two ways, and we learned on the Petesim and Beis, that there are two ways for us to know that someone's a Navi. Either because he gave us a Oysa Rav Moifis, or because he's muchzik lonu shu Navi. Says Rav Moshe that the mechuvin of the extra words over here in the Rambam, shenoy delonu shu Navi, is that the Rambam is coming to say it has to be someone that we know is a Navi. It's not enough just to Eitzvei Umoifis. You have to know that he has to be Muchzik in the Vias in order for us to listen to a Navi that to be over a mitzvah in the Torah in a Chanami when to do a Dvar Rishos that we're Muchzik to listen to even if it brings Eitzvei Umoifis. But to listen to someone to be over on Divrei Torah, then you need to know Shanoi Delonoshu Navi has to be Muchzik in the Vias. Now if you look at the Kesef Bishta on this Rambam is not mashed like that. The Kesef Bishta says, Hu adin varishus. It's mashed, but there's no difference between the Dvar Mitzvah and the Dvar Rishus. But I show him in the Tshuva of Moshe, he explains the different Kesef Bishta that it should stim with what he's saying. That the Kesef Bishta could also hold like what he's saying. Like what he's being medayik in the Rambam. And Moshe explains the din that Oysu Moifis, even though the Rambam says that when we have a Navi, it's like Edim, even though he might be lying, he says the Rambam is like Edim, and Mechuyev to listen to who I did a Navi. Says Ramesha, doesn't mean two Edim, he means like one Ed. It's not 100% Boris, says Ramesha. So therefore, if someone only brings Oysu Moifis, so for Dvarishus, so Mechuyev to assume what he's saying is true, but once he's going against the Torah, then says Ramesha, it's not enough, just the Oysu Moifis, just the Chazakah, just what we're assuming is like an Ed, that's not enough to be Oyver and Torah, and then we need to have Muchzik. Now the pre-chadosh over here on this Rambam and Perek Tes and Halacha Dalid, he also discusses this noise, and he's bedayik in a Rashi bayos. He says that if you look in Rashi over here on the Avtzadi, Rashi says that Yemelcha Nabi Hamuchzik. Rashi adds in a word Hamuchzik. Says the pre-chadosh that it's mashban Rashi that you need, like Rav Moshe saying, you need dafka muchzik. If someone's not a muchzik, you wouldn't be able to listen to him. But the pre-chadosh says very interestingly that in the Rambam it's mashban not like that. The pre-chadosh argues with Rav Moshe in how to read the Rambam. And Prichadosh says that if the Rambam would hold like Rashi, that you need a muchzik, the Rambam would say you need a muchzik. The Rambam, but in fact, the Rambam just says, shenoyda lonu shu navi, that means anyway we know. Who did I my fist? He argues with Ramesha that he doesn't feel that the fact that the Rambam spoke out, shenoyda lonu shu navi, it means anything more than knowing him anyway, both with Isu my fist and both with muchzik. And if you look further on in the Prichadosh says later on that he holds that even in Rashi, He says, L'chayra, it's very, he says, after the Ian, it's very hard to understand that there should be any difference. And therefore, he says that even Rashi that wrote Muchzik, it's Lavdavka, who had an Oysu Maifis. And therefore, his Vaskana is not like what Ramesh assumes in the Rambam. He assumes that both Rashi and both the Rambam both hold that it's enough Oysu Maifis and Muchzik Lanoshu Navi. And L'chayra, if you look back at the Petesa Beis at Taisus, at the beginning of Taisus, the Ramasal Yo Bar Karma, will be also a little mashblank to Prichadosh. Because Ramesh, the Taisus speaks out that Elio was Vistabe, and that's the Raya that Muchzik works. Taisa speaks out, Afal Gab lo Yov Ois, even though he didn't bring Ois, Afal Pikin, we listened to him. Now, if Ramesh would be right that Ois doesn't help to be Oyval Devei Torah, then Taisa would have to speak out, Afal Gab lo Yov Ois, because Ois is not Malo Moyer the Gabi to listen to go against the Torah. It would be Muchrech if there's a new Dira Muchzik, because Ois wouldn't be Maspik. Therefore, the Pashtis, not Muchrech, but I could put him, the Pashtis Loshana Taisa will be Mashma. Also like the Prichadosh, that you don't need a Muchzik to be Oyval Devei Torah, Oysu Maifis is enough to listen to a Navi to be Oyval Devei Torah. Now the Mishnah brings down an interesting halacha, a halacha that would be more to get to Bacchus, to the Din of Edim Zayvbe, that the bar brings down that a Zayvbe Baskayin Ubayala, this special Chiddush that a Baskayin gets Sreifa, that's only on the Baskayin herself, the Boyal, the person that's Boyal the Baskayin, and the Zayimim, they don't get the Misa of the Bas Koyin. They get a different Misa, they get the Misa of Chanek. There's a Machlekes Rishonim, famous Machlekes Rishonim, Tesis adapted an Alpha and Beis, Tesis as a Kasha, that the Gemara in an Alpha and Alpha brings a different Drasha. In our Gemara, we bring a Drasha, La'achiv lo'y la'achoysi. V'tisav lo'y la'as is la'achiv, that we only do azama to la'achiv, and not la'achoysi, not to the misa, that the special type of misa that a baskoyin, that a choysi gets. We only do the regular misa of la'achiv, the regular misa of chenek. As Taisus said, the Gemara brings a different drasha. The Gemara Daftanal brings a drasha of he bistreifa, v'loy zeimemel. Just like the Gemara Darsh says, he bistreifa, v'loy boyala bistreifa. The Gemara Daftanal brings a drasha, he bistreifa, v'loin zeimemel bistreifa. So as Taisus, why do we need two drashas? So Taisus answers that if we would only say he, that we would use it only for the boyal, we wouldn't know to also be memaya inim zeimemel. And Taisus says that if we would only say la'achav v'loy la'achayse, I would say that's only when also the boyal is chayim misa. When they're also coming to be mechayim misa the boyal, then we say they get chenek and not skila. But let's say they're only coming to be mechayim misa the bas koyin, not the boyal. For example, the boyal's not here, or the boyal was pachas bar mitzvah, he was ben teisha only, or maybe the boyal, they weren't master of the boyal, for whatever reason the boyal's not getting misa. Then, says Taisus, we would have a havamina that you would give them straight for. That's what the special pasuk of he is coming to add, that once we establish a din of the achav la'achaysai, then we could use he to be mayit, that even when you're only being mechayev the isha, afal pikein, you only get chedek. So it's before a taisis, and that's taisis and makas that pays also. It's before over there that taisis shita is that a bas koyin, that someone that's mayit only on a bas koyin, they get, they afal pikein don't get straight for, they get chedek. Now the taisis yaltif in our mishnah over here is bedaik in the Rambam and Hilchas Eidos. Parak Chaf Halacha Yud, that the Ram, way the Ram brings down the Halacha, it's very clear that the Ram is talking about only a case where the Boil is also Chayim Misa, and a case where the Boil wouldn't be Chayim Misa, the Rambam is Mashma that in a Chanami, then you would get Sreifa. The whole din that you don't get Sreifa, says the Tesis Yontif, it's Mashma and the Ram only when they're both Chayim. When they're both Chayim, when the Isha's Chayim Sreifa was Mechayim Sreifa, they would be Mechayim the Isha Sreifa, they would be Mechayim the Boil Chenek, then we choose the Chenek over the Sreifa. But when it's only Sreifa here, when they're only being Mechayim the Bas Koyin, then says the Tesis Yontif, it's Beduyik in the Rambam that you wouldn't give the Zaymim Chenek, and they would get Sreifa like the Bas Koyin. Now, both of these Shitas is a little Kashi and Avonah. Both of them there's a Kashid Svara. That Chayyim Chita's Taisus that holds a Chayyim Chenek, even though you only be Mechayyim the Elis, the Baskoyed Sreifa. So it's a little hard to understand. We know the Din of Kasha Zom means you get the Einish of the person that you're trying to be Mechayyim the Einish. Where does Chenek come in over here? They were trying to be Mechayyim a Sreifa. How could they be Chayyim Chenek? How would this work out with the din of Kasha Zom? We have to say it's Xeris HaKasa, but it's hard to understand in Das Taisus. And in the Das Rambam, there's also a problem. Later Rambam, it's very hard to understand. If they would only be Mechayiv for Sreifa, they would get Sreifa. So if they come in and they say that Mechayiv the Bas Koyin Sreifa, the Halacha is they get Sreifa for their Azama, for their Zmama. If we find that they the same Mechayiv Sreifa, for the fact they also will go and they went and be Mechayiv Misa the Baal, they become Potter from Sreifa, they only be Mechayiv Chenek, it's also a little hard to understand. So both of these Shitas is a little hard and Avonah to understand. You have to say it's Xeris HaKasav. Tzarechi and both the Tais and the Rambam had to understand this Halacha. Now in Das Rashi, there's the Shaila exactly what Rashi holds. And the Ritva and Makis that Beis is bedaik on Rashi that Beis, that Rashi holds Kishitas HaRambam, that's only when the boils also Chayib Rashi's Mashba, only since we're giving them Chenek with the Misa boil, that's when the Potter from Sreifa, it's Mashba and Rashi, that if they wouldn't be Mechayib the boil in a Chanami, they would be Chayib Sreifa Kedat HaRambam, and not like Das Tosfos. And the Taisus Yotav is Bedaik and Rashi by us also. Rashi's Lashon, the last Rashi, the Perek Rashi says, La'ochav lo'y la'choysay, kol heicha de beidusa mechayavim ish v'isha, v'diram chalok yocha lo'y hokshu. It's Mashman Rashi only when they're also being mechayav the ish. Now the pickbook on this, the mockum where we see possibly in Rashi not like this, is as follows. Both the Ritva Makis HaBeis, and the Taisus Yontif over here by us are both Bibdaik and the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah is a little hard to read. The Mishnah says that all kolam zomim makdimen lo'isa misa chutz mizomim baskoyen ubayala. Why did the Mishnah add in the word ubayala? The Mishnah should just say chutz mizomim baskoyen. It's mashman. The Mishnah says the Taisus Yontif says the Ritva like the Shitas HaRambam, that the only time that you don't get the zmama of the baskoyen, the only time you don't get sreifa is when they're being zomim the baskoyen ubayala. But the fact that added the extra word bayala says the Ritva, says the Taisus Yontif, it's mashma kishitas HaRambam. Ask the Rishash that if you look in Rashi, the Rimasru bayala over here, Rashi explains comes to explain this problem. Rashi says, Koloimar, a different pshat than the Ritva and the Tosfos Yotzei seem to learn. Rashi says, Kaloimar, the Mishnah means to say is V'chol ha-boyalim, the doyanim kemises ha-navel, chutzi boyal batz koyin. The Mishnah is very makatze. The Mishnah means to say as follows, that just there's a klal that all mazimin are makdim leis ha-mitzvah, chutzi zayim batz koyin. And who adin, the Mishnah means to say there's a klal that all boyalim have the same misa as the navelis, chutz from the boyal of a batz koyin. So Rashi learned a whole different pshat in the Mishnah than the Ritva and the Tosfos Yontif. Had Rashi held like the Rambam, why didn't Rashi learn the pshat of the Tosfos Yontif and the Ritva? It's a very nice pshat, the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah. But the fact that Rashi had to learn a different pshat, it would be mashman. Rashi says the Rishash, that Rashi held Kedas HaTosfos. And therefore he could have learned the Mishnah like the Tosfos Yontif and the Ritva want to learn in the Das HaRambam. So therefore says the Rishash, that L'chay would be mashman, not like the Tosfos Yontif assumes, and Rashi holds like Das HaTosfos. And the Rashi later on, he says, not so mukhruch like the Tosfos Yontif, and therefore he wants to assume that Rashi is not like the Rambam, but like Tosfos. And so it comes out that we have a machlekes Rishonim, what's the halacha, when only the Bas Kain has Hazaba, do we say that the Edim still have the Biyat, and the Edim still get only Chenek, or in that case it gets straight? For the Rambam, the Rambam, that the halacha would be in this case, you would get Sreifa. Tosfos, after Alf, and Tosfos Bak is clearly Chaylik. And Das Rashi, we have the Ritva and the Tosfos Yotif that seem to assume that Rashi holds, like the Rambam, not like Tosfos, that the Gmir is only in a case where the Baal is getting Chenek. And the Rishash says that no, that Rashi seems to be saying not like that. Rashi seems to hold like Tosfos that you get B'chol Eifin, the Zaymim only get Chenek.
Mishnah Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. As the Shaila is, what's the Hemshach to the Prakim HaKoidmin? As is a Shinui in the Rishonim. Rashi, in the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says that being that we just saw Mefarish the Arba Misais, which are Chetim Chamurim, that have Oynish Chomer, as we're Mamshich and we're Mefarish, there's another level of Chomer, the Chomer of Chatayim, She'en Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, he goes, Kefi the Chomer Achet, Lavim, Krisos, Mrs. Bezdin, and afterwards he brings down Einam Chelek Loilam Haba. That's Kilo the Mishnah, is Kilo Mara us the Madregas of the Choymim Achatayim. Of the Fi Rashi, the Gehemshech to the Perik HaKoidim, is the Chelek of the Mishnah of Einam Chelek Loilam Haba. Rather, once he said Einam Chelek Loilam Haba, we spoke out that Ko Yisol Yeshlam Chelek Loilam Haba, Chutz Me Anoshim Ha'elu. In the Rambam, in Tshuva Perigimel, in the Pirusha Mishnayos, in the Miri, they say a different pshat. They say the Hemshech of the Perik HaKoidim is the Perik HaGoyim spoke about people that were Rishayim, that did Chatayim. As the final Perik is coming to say that even though there are people that do Chatayim and they get Einshim, the different Einshim that we saw, Malkus, Mrs. Bezdin, Vuchule, Aba Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Haba. The Mishnah is coming to say Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Haba. And I feel in the last prakim that we had people she anidim be Mrs. Bezdin, so the Rambam in Pirusha Mishnayos and the Miri. I feel uachi Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Haba. Kimuvan, if they're not from the Elu, she ain't lam Chelik Loilam Haba. The Rambam is madgish that the Chelik of them are. Now if you have a desire, it's Mrs. Bezdin and ain't lam Chelik Loilam Haba. But if they're not from Elu, she'elam chelik loylam habas, even if you do a chet, sheish boy, chiyav mises best, and still, yeshlam chelik loylam haba. As the fiza that gosha the tan is the beginning of the Mishnah. That avalpi that you did a chet, sheish boy, the one's chomedika einish, afilu hachi, it's still possible. Still, yeshlam chelik loylam haba. As the one had Gosha Lefizev, Kol Yisrael is even a Russia, even a Choyte, but it's still possible, Sheyesh Lem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Another had Gosha, this is not, that's Lefi the Rambam. You could point out another had Gosha in the Mishnah, that it's coming to be Madyash, there shouldn't be anyone that should think he's Mufka from Olam Haba. Every Yid, Yesh Lem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Nira, you could be masbah the Mishnah with the Yisoid of the Mesil Fisharim in Perik Aleph, the beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim, which the Magiyam HaMetzayin, the Makar of the Mesilas Yesharim, is the Lashon of an Arizal, Kesvei Arizal. The Ramchal was a great Samakugel. A lot of his stuff, the Makairis, are coming from Sifrei Kabbalah. As the Magiyam bring down, the Makar is an Ari, that Adam Nivra L'Sanigel Hashem. The Gabriel Adam is to be Zeichel La'olam Hava. And why did Hashem create people? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Meitiv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Zeichel La'olam Hava. Zei Bezei L'Fila Mesil Sheshav and Darizal is the Gishmak Epshar in the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek La'olam Hava is not just it happens to be that way. Hare the Iker Bria of a person is Kedei Liskeis La'olam Hava. Hashem was by a person. Kedei they should be Zeichel It's the Bria of the Yisrael, the Bria of Goyim, and the rest of the world. Kiyadu is Lashamish as Yisrael, like the Rambam is Mayrich. But the Iker Bria is Klal Yisrael, and the Bria of Adam of Klal Yisrael was Nivre, Kidei, Liskos, Loilam Haba. As thus is the Adgosh of the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael bet mitzad etzim b'riyusa. Hashem was b'riyim. We konis lo'ilam haba. That's what we were never for. If you don't see us, Yisharim. That's the Adgosh of the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael. There's no one should ever think, it's not possible for me. I don't have the netir saliv. I don't have the kliches. I have such shverim atzavim. It's not possible. No, everyone should know, every yid could be zeicha lo'ilam haba. As Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelek Le'olam Haba. As there's a Masha that Medayik Loshen Yesh Lam Chelek. It doesn't say Yesh Lam Olam Haba. What's mean Chelek Le'olam Haba? As Zog the Masha Diyek, it's Mashma Chalokim V'Chalokim Yesh. It's not the word Olam Haba is. You get into this fancy hotel and everyone stays in the same room. Pachas Yeser. No, Madregas and Madregas, Yesh Lo'ilam Haba. The people that have a small chelik Lo'ilam Haba, and the people that have a big chelik Lo'ilam Haba. The people that live in small houses, the people that live in mansions, the people, is chalokim v'chalokim to the yoifi and to the tanugim. And houses is just a mashal bi'alma. The tanugi ruchni are me'alu me'eva to all the mshalim gashmi. But Yesh Lam Chelik means that they'll have something. But Shetel Lecha, what Chelik will be Talik if you have Voidus Adam. Ain't a Daimon Misha Laimed one Mesechta, to someone who's Laimed two Mesechta, to someone who Laimed four Mesechtas. Ain't a Daimon Misha Choyze Kama Pamim, somebody who's Choyze more Pamim. Alam Habez Madregas from Madregas. As does Akta Mashah is the Remez of Yesh Lam Chelik La'olam Haba. In the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perik Yud Beis, also in Ruach Chaim Perik Aleph Mishnah Aleph, speaks out at Davar HaDomer, but he comes from a different point in the Mishnah. He's Medayik, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Yesh Lam Chelek Le'olam Haba. It should have said Be'olam Haba. If Olam Haba is a world that's already created, already existing, and just the shaila is if we're going to have the schus to get an entry card to get in there, as it should have said, Yesh Lam Chelek Be'olam Haba, it's pre-existing. What's the Lashon Le'olam Haba? Zog the Nefesh HaChaim over here is Meramez Remez Godol. That Olam Haba is Nivre when you do the mitzvah. That's the Omik of the Pshat. He brings a Gemara that says that Rishayim Mamikim Lahem Gehenim. They make Gehenim deeper with their Averis. The Averis themselves create the Gehenim. It's a Ruchniyistik. When you do an Aver, it creates a Ruchniyistik of Mitzias, which is Ma'anish a person in Gehenim. And who Adin Lehepach? When a person does a Mitzvah, it creates a Ruchniyistik of Mitzias, and that Ruchniyistik of Mitzias goes to his Olam Haba, and that's his Olam Haba. Zei Bezei Zokti Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim V'lajna, that Be'etzem, when a person is doing a mitzvah, every mitzvah is creating the Olam Haba and making the Olam Haba much, much more. As that's the diyuk of the Mishnah of Le Olam Haba. As Lefize, it's not the word that you could have understood, Kipshutai, The Shlach HaKadosh is Marich in this Yisrael also, and he speaks that on the Mishnah in Avos, Chai Mitzvah, Mitzvah. And he says there's a oimik in Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, that the mitzvah itself is your schar. And I know the mitzvah has two looks to it. When you put on tefillin, there's the gashmizdika look. You're wearing boxes that have parshias in it. And in the ruchnias, when it comes to Olam Haba, it's mishlabish sura acheres, and which is the tainuk she'ein kamayu, gives a person a gevaldiga tainuk. Moshe was masked with this Yisrael of the Shlach. The idea of Olam Haba is you're reliving what you did in this world. Dahainu, you mamish relive life, just you live it in its Tzura Acha, you live it, relive it in its Ruchnis de Getzura. And in its Ruchnis de Getzura, it's a Tainik Shein Kamayu. As Lefiza, it's Nocha Oimik. In Mida Kenegan Mida, the Mida Kenegan Mida Schar is because the Schar is the Etzem Mitzvah, so in Mele it's Mida Kenegan Mida. And it's also an Oimik in why is it that a person who does more mitzvahs gets more Olam Haba? Hare Olam Haba is a great place you get in, it's Gevaldik. No, because every person is creating the Olam Haba. As the whole existence of Olam Haba is Kifi. The mitzvahs that a person does. As a mela, somebody who does 50 mitzvahs, his Olam Haba is different than somebody who does 25 mitzvahs because he created a higher level of Olam Haba. Because every mitzvah creates the Olam Haba and enhances the Olam Haba. Now, there are Makairis, Rabban speaks out, there are Makairis that chutz in the Olam Haba, the etzim schar of the mitzvah. It's a gather of Oitzah Matnas Chinam that's Husker in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitiv, Libri Yosef. As it could be, there's another level of Schar Rav Aaron learns, of brings Rayas, that there's another level of Schar that Hashem gives Matanus too. But the Ikkah Schar is the Etzem Mitzvah. As I would say, Bein the Marsha, Bein the Nefesh HaChaim are both being Madgish. You shouldn't learn the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba, everyone's the same. No, Avada, like the Mashaz Medayik, the word Chelek, Chalokim, V'chalokim Yesh, and the Nefesh HaChaim Fatifs, and it's Maimik, Kedarkoi B'Kodesh, and explains, because every mitzvah is being Maimik to Olam Haba. As Madregis, U'Madregis Yesh. We should remember the words of the Mesil Sisharim that you shouldn't say, okay, so I won't be on such a high Madregin Olam Haba, it won't bother me. When you see somebody has a better house, a better car, a better whatever it is, he feels bad. It's koshkin in the olam ha'emes. Adam nichba michu pasa shel chaveiro. Mesil Sisharim learns lepachis that mamela we should always strive and try to achieve. Just would wanna be madgish. That it's not so much the point of sar, but it's kedai. Every mashu of tainu that you're adding is ein l'tayev, ein l'shayer, ein adoyme. It's kedai. Every mashu that you add is kol kach gadol, is kol kach kedai. Yeah. The famous mashu of the Svarim, the person who was chopping diamonds, he was given a short time. It's every rega diamond is worth so much money. It's every diamond is so precious. So then when it comes to Olam Haba. As Rabbi Kiva Eges Mitzayim to Tesis and Ksubis and Daf Kuv Gimel, the Tesis as the Gemara says on Anashim Yuchadim that they did something, that they were Mezumin La Olam Haba. And for Tesis, I call you so Yeshlam Chelek La Olam Haba. The Tesis that there's two levels. There's one level where you have to go to the Din of Gehenim and you have to get other Einshim to get to Olam Haba. Mezumin L'Olam Haba means that they can get right into Olam Haba. The Sefer Teres Chaim over here adds that we find another Lashon Chazal, Ben Olam Haba. And he says the same thing, that Ben Olam Haba means that right away he gets into Olam Haba. In the Shlach HaKadosh and the Pesach Einayim, which is written by the Chida, they bring B'Shem D'Arizal and the Kisei Ari, but he answers Taisus Kasha Bo'ifin Acher. He learns that it's Gimel Madregas in Olam Haba. Is a Madrega of Chelik L'Olam Haba, there's a Madrega of Mizumin L'Olam Haba, there's the Madrega of Ben Olam Haba. He rather says the highest level is Ben Olam Haba. However, the words they bring down from the Rizal in order to explain it is Chalukim in Dargas of Musagim of heavy Musagim of Kabbalah that are above and beyond us, as the Oimik of Divrei Arizal are way above and beyond us. Vina Shvi, the side of that Rizal, that we can understand even by Kipshutai, that there's different Madregas and Madregas Yesh. As our Mishnah is being Mechadis Ko Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelik, the simplest level of Olam Haba. Mishatedel Chadik, Grisah Schusim, Grisah Mitzis, Grisah Midas Toivais, that could bring people to higher Madregas in Olam Haba. Boidapam. Not a knetch that you see this knetch, the Mashon, the Nefesh HaChayim that we're pointing out, that there's the Klalis the Olam Haba, or Madregas and Madregas Yesh. Thus is the first Chelek of the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek, L'Olam Haba. Where's the Makar from a Pasuk, V'Ameh Kulam Sadikim, L'Olam Yeshu Aret. The Shaila is Eretz means Eretz Yisrael. As the Rambam in Perek Gimel says that it's a mashal for Olam Haba. The Shlo HaKadosh Tifens the mashal. He says that everything in Olam has is a simen for Olam Haba, has a deeper meaning, a oimik to it, a ruchnistic meaning. As Eretz Yisrael is mechuvin connected Olam Haba. As Yeshu Eretz is going on Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael is a remez of Olam Haba. Yeshuaret, the remez to Olam Haba. What's the pasuk? Va'amech kulam sadikim. As over here is a gevaldige hadgasha. You know, there are many people, and they say, you know, me, I'm not a tzaddik, I wasn't born a tzaddik, just as my mother, just as my Rebbe, my principal. They'll tell you I wasn't a tzaddik. Some people say, just as my wife, I'm not a tzaddik. What could I do? As the Pada Mishnah, and it's coming Lafuke Mikulam. Va'amech Kulam Sadikim. All of us are made from special makeup. It's called the Nishmas Shchelik Aloy Kamimal. We're all Be'etzem Sadikim. There isn't a Yid, there isn't a Tzadik. Va'amech Kulam Sadikim. We're Be'etzem B'tiva, we're made Sadikim. If we see that we have certain Yetzaharas and certain things, it's not us. Like the famous thing, Shchorani Venova, the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Medrash says that if we do Chatayim, it's the outside, so we get a little bit black, like we fall into the mud. But every Yid is Betzim a beautiful tzaddik. Every Neshama is Betzim a Neshama Ketosh. And even if we see we have a lot of Netiyas to do Chet, but that's not me. It means I have a Yetzahara. That Kiyadua from the Maral is the Indian of the Seer that you send to Azazel. Because the seer is like Dama Adam, and we're saying it's not really me. We're sending it to Azazel. It's not really me. There's another part that did Averis, but I know the deep oimik of me is the other seer that we're nichnas lefnayu lefnim to the kodesh kadashim. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, such a powerful lesson, that every yid be'etzem betivoy is a tzaddik. That's his mahus. That's his metzias. That's why you find many people and many stories over the times of people that went and they were choyte and they were choyse b'tshuva and oifin ha'nifla b'yayser. Even though they were mishchasim g'daylem, abafilu hachi, they were choyse b'tshuva and they became tzaddikim. We tend to think, okay, it means that they changed entirely. Lefiza and name. The etz hamahus was always a tzaddik. Just there was something that covered up. Lamaisa, the etz hamahus of every year. That he's a tzaddik. As kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik l'olam haba. Why? The pasuk that's melamed, because every yid is be'etzem a tzaddik. It's a grace of limud l'kulanu about who we really are. As thus is the first chelik of the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik l'olam haba. You learn that from the pasuk v'amich kulam sadikim l'olam yishu aretz. And then the Mishnah is mamshich, and it says, one more hadgasha on the first part of the Mishnah. The lashon is kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik l'olam haba. It's an interesting pirush Mishnayis over here. The Miri also says, in the Maral, the Medayik, on what's the Hemshich, Ve'elu she'en lam chelik l'olam haba. As Pashas, you learn that it means that even though the Yisrael, en lam chelik l'olam haba. The Rambam, if he says, is Yud Gimel Ikrim, he says someone who doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which are chelik of them or Nisbar in the Mishnah, as he's not a Yisrael. And that's why he's Ein Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. As Lefi said, the way the Pirush HaMishnayis is reading the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. Ve'elu She'ein Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba is because they're Ois Yisrael. Because the Chefs of Yisrael is Yemaimin in Gvisir Amunis. If you don't have those Amunis, as Lav V'Shem Yisrael Mikri. This Pirush HaMishnayis is an Oimik in how to learn the Mishnah. And it's a great subtitle. Yeah. Yadua, the Ravid asks on the Rambam, Chushuva Peregimel, how could the Rambam say that people, one of the Ikrei Emunah is Elusha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Lam Guf. The Ravid Tainas on the Rambam, there are plenty of people that learned the Pashur Psukim, that say Hashem has a Guf. They didn't realize it was a Mashal. The Tzadikim, they learned Torah, they do mitzvahs. They made a mistake in pshat. They learned the mikra kipshuta. You can say ein lam chelik lo elam haba. They didn't know better. As thus right derived on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that the ein lam chelik lo elam haba because they don't have this emuna? Reb Chaim ki yadu Reb Chaim Briske answered the derived shayla b'dasa Rambam nebuchana pikayris. Zeichen and Apikaitis. Babshan in the Rambam is not that. It's a oinish. Because he did that veiro, that he didn't have a moon in Hashem. He's not in Hashem, lam chelik l'olam haba. Babshan in the Rambam is, this is a tenai for olam haba. The only way you could be zeichen l'olam haba is if you have this emuna. On this emuna, you can't be zeichen l'olam haba. As if it's a oinish, as the rabbi could ask. They're shaygi, why should they be nenas? The Rambam didn't mean it to oynish. Rambam meant it's a tnai, it's an ikar. Lefi zeh, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, it adds an extra knetch. Rambam Yad Gradus Ksas Meduik this way also, but it adds an extra knetch. The word is that the shame Yisrael needs for Olam Haba, if you don't have this emuna, lab b'shem Yisrael, as a mele, Olam Chelik, Olam Haba. As Hashem will see, Dova Doime, the Rambam over here, the Rambam adds that there are other Elu Shein Lam Chelik Loilam Habas that aren't in the Mishnah, Vayesh Pnei Chaber, the Rambam, the Gemara Bamitzia Nun Ches, and other Gemaras, and the Rambam in Yad in Perigimel lifts us a whole bunch. As Freg Taisis in Saita Dafhei, why doesn't the Mishnah list off all things that are ein lam chelik l'olam haba? He's going on the Gemara that says Misha yesh by gaiva ein afreninis l'tchias amesim. He's ein lam chelik l'olam haba. Why didn't the Mishnah list it off? When the Rambam says the other things ein lam chelik l'olam haba, the Rambam says that he talks about chatoim of midas rois, and the Rambam says that whoever's chayte with these midas rois, he's a nefesh pkuma. As being that he's a nefesh pkuma, as a mela, his nefesh is eino roi lo elam haba. As eidapam, you see in the Rambam the same knech, that this isn't betur oinish, no, it's a betur. He's not roi. That there could be an Ein Roi mitzad, the deus of a person. That's what our Mishnah is listing off. different kfiris or vizyenis, which is a chsarn and deis. And then the Rambam says, the Gemara adds, there's another kind of einaroi. Einaroi mitzad midis. So my yitachin, ulai lefi the Rambam, kivun, to be miyashiv, the shayla of Tosis would be that the Mishnah is lifting off the elu shein lam chelik loylam haba. The Mishnah is lifting off the ones that ein lam chelik loylam haba because it's oy shem Yisrael. The koyfrim and the chsiren is in a kriyamuna. Even the ones later on of mevazet taira, but that's also kilu. He's not giving the taira kiroi, as it's also felt in his amunas in a taira. Oiges Hashem bois yosav. He's not being mechaved the kovet Hashem kiroi, as it's also called felt in the ikar amuna. Aben achinami. There's other sugim where they have a Shem Yisrael, but even though they have a Shem Yisrael, Ein Lam Chelik Loilam Haba, is that the Mishnah is not talking about. As we see one Kavashav in the Rambam, that both in Yonu have Ein Lam Chelik Loilam Haba is because they ain't a Roy. But the Rambam's Mechalik them into two kinds of Ein Roy. One's Ein Roy because he's not a Shem Yisrael, because it's felt in Emunah. And one is because Mitzad is Midas, is Ein Roy. Should I say the Mishnah was not talking about mitzad the midas, it was talking about mitzad the deus, or something which is mafkia, the shame Yisrael. As what's ilu shein lim chelik la'ilam haba? As we already saw in that Domesh Shir, we marach that Olam Haba is going on the Rambam. The Kitzur, but more Barichus in the Ramban, Sharagmul, and the Rama, Imam Chelek Loilam Haba is going on the Elef Hashvi. Asim Kain, Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba means we're going on the Elef Hashvi. What does it mean, Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba? As the Ramban, it's Medaik, the Psukim in the Malachi, which is going on the Yom Din Hagadol V'Noira. It says that in Daniel also, that it says that the Rishayim will be Nenash after they come Ledin for the Yom Din HaGadol V'Noira, Mashma, that there will be an Einish in Olam Haba. And the Lashon Ramban is the Nenash L'Doyre Doyres, meaning the Nenash for the Tekuf of Olam Haba, which is L'Netzach Netzachim. Kach is Mavur in the Rambam also. In the Cheshuvah Perek Gimel, when he brings down Elu Shein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba, he says, "And Nenesh L'Doyri Doyrus." It's Matim that the Rambam holds. It's going Loilam Haba V'Seif. Maybe Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said over Leshem, which Yaduas from the Sefer Degdeli HaMekubalim, that wanted to be a Mimachadish, a Grace of Chiddush, that even the Elu Shein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba, the Rishonim say Nidin L'Dayri Dayris, and that's the Pashas and Lash of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin also. Afilu Hachi B'Seif, there'll be some sort of a Tikkun, and B'Seif, they'll come to a greater level of Tikkun, because nothing is Nivra in vain. Matcha a lot of Pashtas to be Maimed such a Yisoid. Now we just ask, but what's the Indian of Ein Lam Olam Haba? Who are they? There's a dikduk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Min HaTorah. We can, Rashi is Medayik. This Rashi is brought down the Yad Ramah. We see Klara to Rashi. Min HaTorah means that it's Nidrish Min HaTorah. Why isn't enough that he's koyfer in Trias and Mesim? Why does he have to be koyfer in Trias and Mesim in a Torah? As Rashi is Masbir, if his Amun is not based on the Torah, as Malon Ulum Nosai, Rimhechen Uyudei Shekeinu, as his Amun has to be geboit on the Torah. As Rashi learns a Chiddush that you have to be Maimin min a Torah. Rambam just says koyfer b'tchias ha-mesim. He doesn't add minat Torah. Could be the Rambam didn't have the gears of minat Torah. It's a little bit of a diuk, like the gears of Rashi from And the Gemara in the Hemshich says, Tris Amesim in a Torah, Minayim. Gemara on Tzadik Lamed Beis, Kamapamim. The Fi Rashi, Loch Gishmach, it's coming to be Mefarish the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you have to have Tris Amesim in a Torah in order to, that's the Ikri Amunah, as the Gemara advises, Nu Tris Amesim in a Torah, Minayim. The Gemara has to buy it from the Torah. Because that's me Ikri Amunah. Lefi Rashi is a nekuda of chiddush because, let's say, someone has a mesira from his parents and from their parents, it is tchias ameisim, but he didn't learn yet the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He doesn't know where it's nirmez in the Torah. He also has a din of ein lam chelek la'olam haba, as a takavik chiddush. Ulei yiksas li mitzchus is that whatever he gets from his parents, he believes that the makar is from the Torah. And even though they never told him where the makar min haTorah is, but being that the shayrish of the amuna is from the Torah, as that's enough to be able to say that he has a chelik la'olam haba. Yesh lodin v'lidai. Rashi's mashma, the amuna has to come min haTorah. What's in the code of Kfiya B'Tchias HaMesim? So one of the early Kadmoinim in Achren that learns that it means because if he's Kofer in Tchias HaMesim, then he's Kofer in Schar V'Einish, because they can Schar and Einish is in that manner after Tchias HaMesim. Lididon La'atzmon, the Pashas and the Mishnah's Mashma on them. It's a Musig that he's Kofer in Tchias HaMesim, not in the Musig of Schar V'Einish. He's koif in the nest of Tchias HaMesim. Chayim l'chorro. It's shan in the Gemara. The Gemara is right away. The first Gemara on the Yomid. V'kol kach lama. Why is he nenesh kol kach? I mean, if we're talking about someone that's koifer in Schar V'Einish, he's koifer in the Ikri Amun. Of us frak the Gemara. That why is he nenesh ein lam chelek l'olam haba? I mean, if we're talking about someone who believes in Schar V'Einish, just he doesn't know there's a nest of Tchias HaMesim. No, it's a little bit better than Gemara Shail. Okay, so he doesn't know one nest of Tchias HaMesim. Why does he have an Eloi Chelek Lo'elam Abba? He believes in Hashem. He believes in Schar V'Einish. What's the Gefelech Chet? You see over here that there's a darkness of Igri Amunah that you have to know. You have to live with Tchias HaMesim. As the etzim musig of apikoyrus, the Gemara says kamip shatim nichlal in the shame of apikoyrus. The Pirush Mishnayi says the lashon of apikoyrus is milashon hefker. It is mafkir in yoni chshuvim. He doesn't give it the proper cover. But as Hashem, when we learn the sugyas, we'll see the different pshatim in apikoyrus. Rabbi Kiva Amar Afa Koyre B'Svarim Machitzaynim. The Gemara says later on that it's Zifreitz Dukim. The sense is bring that it means Svarim from Minim, Galochim, meaning Svarim Machitzaynim means Svarim from churches and from things that the Koyfer by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, Yesh Laden, what does it mean? It means somebody who's carrying the Svarim and believes in it. Or even if you're not believing in it, the Etzim Kriyas HaSvarim, that alone is Ein Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. As L'chari, the Pashti of the Mishnah would be Mashma, the Etzim Kriyas HaSvarim, Avakari Svarim Chitzainim, Koidim Kol, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mashma, the Etzim Kriya. If we're talking about someone that was Kayer Svarim HaChitzayim, and because of that he was Kayfer, then he's Nechlan and a Kayfer. He's an Apikairis already. As he already was Kayfer and Hashem. As what's the Chiddush of Rebbe Kiva? It makes a difference how he became a Kayfer. I mean, he's a Kayfer. Bukhaira Pashtis is Mashma that even if he didn't come Lidei Kvira, the Etzim reading Svarim HaChitzayim already, is a problem. Toi bezashem, you have to see more the sugis bim kaimai. Balaychesh al amaka, v'oyme kol amach l'shesanti b'mitzrayim, loy osam alecha, ki ani Hashem reifecha. So if it's a bizayin to the Torah, that you're using psuki of the Torah for refuah. Abishayelam afahuiges Hashem, bois yaisav. The shayla is, what's the pshat in Hoyges Hashem Bois Yosef? Because over here, there's a big machlekes, Rashi and the other Rishonim. Machlekes is inspired Lishnayim. First, the machlekes is what shame are we talking about? Rashi, later on in Kuf Aleph, Amid Beis, and more Richos, Rashi, Navay Dezari, Yud Zayin, Amid Beis, which over there, the Gemara in Yud Ches, also mentions the Indian of Hoyges Hashem Bois Yosef, learns that we're talking about the shame membeis. And the Pirish of Hoyget is his Oishaboy Mashu Chofetz. He uses it to do different moifsin, different nisim. He uses it for own personal purposes. Koidim Kol, which shame are we talking about according to Rashi, the shame membeis? What does Hoyget mean? That he misuses it for his personal purposes. This Rashi, Rashi Lashita, so you could learn that Rashi Lel and Daf Samach Amar Aleph learns the Shem Amafayrish is the Shem Membeis. As Lafizeh, the Mitzdachzeh Gishmak, Rashi's Dir. The Mishnah says, Hoyges Hashem, Hare Wood Shem, there are many Shemes. As Mustamah means the Shem Hamayuchah, the Shem Hamafurish. As Rashi learned, the shame being that Rashi Shita is the shame of Furish, the shame Membeis, Rashi learns it also means the shame Membeis. What does Hoyge mean? Hoyge means he used it to do Nisim. That's Rashi's shot. The Rambam, Tirsha Mishnai, is Taisin Avoy Dezara Yud Ches, Acholik. Taisis learns that is going in the Rambam, the Rama, they learn it's going on the Shem Dalet. Moidi Tochen is Lashitasam. They learn that the Shem Amafayrish is the Shem of Dalet, of Yud Kei and Vav Kei. Thus is number one. Which Shem are we talking about? The Shem of Dalet, Oisius. Boyd, what's Shadanahi gets a Shem Mesiasov? They learn differently. They medayik the word Bois Yosef. As they say, what it means is Lamashal, you say Yud. As you're pronouncing the Yud. As when we say over the Shem, we say Yud K. Because if you would say right after Yud, instead of saying K, as you would say Hey, as it would be a problem. Because then you're saying the Hoyge. The Ois Yosef means that you're saying, instead of the letter with its sound, you say the way the word Yud, the way it's spelled. Yud, Vav, Dalid, Yud. As you carry it the way it's spelled. That's called pronouncing it, Kifi Ois Yosef. Taisis, in Avodah Zarah Yud Ches, is Grada Meduik, that he brings the Gemara Psachim, that the Gemara Psachim says that like Yishini Nikra, Ani Nichta, Vedarshan's the Pasik, in Parshas Shmois, that the way to pronounce Hashem's name is not the way it's written. We don't pronounce it the way it's written. We pronounce it with the shame of Adnos. As Taisus learns, this Indian also, if somebody would say the shame Hashem the way it's written, and not with the shame Adnos, that's also called the Hoyges Hashem Bois Yosef. Taisis, it comes out, there's two Indians in a Hoyges Hashem. Number one, saying the Oisius. Number two, saying it, reading it the way it's written. Taisis over there has a Nidin over there. Taisis in Sukkandafei. If this problem is only all four Oisius, or even two out of the Oisius, too. Taisis, a whole Nidin in Taisis. As Kaidim called is a machlekes, which shame we're talking about. Number two, there's a machlekes, which avera are you doing? What are you doing? Shaila is what's the Choyver Shabai that he, in these Zimyonim, as you have to say, being that it's the Shem Hashem, as there's a Miyuchadika Choyver, it's called a Bizoyin to the Shem Hashem. As anyone who's Mevaza, the Shem Hashem has a Miyuchadika Choyver. If you just tell us, Ein Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Then the Mishnah continues, and it says, Shloisha Malachim Va'abed Yoytis Ein Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Why does it list these people? As the Pirush Mishnayis says, even though they were chashuv people, they knew a lot of Torah, Bilam was a Navi. As just because you know a lot of Torah and you're a Navi, doesn't mean you're Rishlam Chelik Loilam Haba. That's the Hadgasha. Tzadik Yedarkei B'Kodesh says that the reason why the Minyan is Zion is because we know that the Iker Sfiras Azayin, the Sfiras Atachtonis Azayin, there's 10 Sfiras. But then Hagas Oilam Bikers with the Zayin Midas Tachtonis. As Melo, you have Zayin Rayin, Zayin Ushpiza Mansukka, Zayin Yemoisa Sfira, Zayin Days in a Week, Zayin Shonim of Shmita. The Oilam is Elef Hashvi, it's connected to Zayin Sfiras. As the Fizah, the Shloisha Malachim and Arbed Yetis means that there are seven kinds of Averis, seven kinds of Pgamim. And each one was connected another Pgam. As that's why it lists off Spadafka 7 to say that this is the Shlemus, the different aspects that you could have. All seven of them were in these people. And in the Avlukulam, there's some people that are Achitofel, there's some people that lose the Chelek and Olam Haba, some people lose a Dayag Dik, some people lose a Bilam Dik. And that's the Avodah of the 7 days of Sfira, weeks of Sfira, that we should be Oike the Midas Rice of these people and the Munas Rice of these people, that we should be Zeicha to Matan Taira, which is Kol, was given on Yom Nun, which is Kol, which Olam Haba is the Olam HaNikra Kol. We shouldn't have these things that are Shein Lam Chelek Lo Elam Haba. That's why it's Bedafko with 7. Frag the Gemara, Mekol Kach Lama, Tana Hukai for Betrias Amazim, Nafikach Lo Yele Chelek Betrias Amazim, Shekol Midoy Sushal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mide Keneged Mida. As the Rishonim bring a raya from here to what Olam Haba means in the Mishnah. Hare he's Ein Lam Chelek Lo Olam Haba. We're not saying Ein Lam Chelek to Tchias HaMesim. The Mishnah is saying Ein Lam Chelek Lo Olam Haba. So what Shaychus is Olam Haba to Tchias HaMesim? It's like the Ramban, the Ran, the Rama. And over here is a raya that when we're talking about Olam Haba, we're talking about the Olam Haba, which is Darkon Shel Tchias HaMesim. Yidei Tchias HaMesim, Yizaychit to that Olam Haba. It's Kodum Kol, it's a raya that we're not talking about the Olam Lachar HaNeshamas, because that has nothing to do with Tchias HaMesim. It's a raya, we're not talking about Stam Yemois HaMashiach. It's a raya that we're talking about the Olam Haba of Elef HaShvi, which that comes Lachar HaTchias HaMesim. And the Yad Ramah, yeah, it's an interesting question. Yes. If the reason is because he was Kaifa Betrias HaMesim, he shouldn't be Zeicha Betrias HaMesim, Frag the Yad Ramah, what will be a person who's Kaifa Betrias HaMesim? And he never died. He was alive when Mashiach came. How could you say Zein Lechelek Lo Olam Haba because he was Kaifa Betrias HaMesim? We won't be Zeicha Betrias HaMesim. There are people that can go to Olam Haba without ever dying. L'chayra. If we're talking about the Tchias HaMesim of Elef Shvi, and Ramah's going to feel the sheet is like we saw in Akdamah, there's two Tchias HaMesim. The first Tchias HaMesim is not for the Olam Haba. The second Tchias HaMesim is for the Olam Haba. But if we're going for the Tchias HaMesim of the Olam Haba, Zoktariyad Ramah, then the Gemara, this question is Miyushev. Because there is no person that could get to Olam Haba without dying first. Because Elef HaShvi, Hashem destroys the world and recreates it. As every person has to die, Kilu, to get there. As Mimela, if he was a Kafir in Tchias HaMesim, he won't be Zeicha to Tchias HaMesim. Maisa in the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, is mashma that there are people that Sadiqim Gdailim, they won't have to die to be Zeicha from Eilam Haba. They go straight in from Yemaisa Mashiach to Eilam Haba. It's either it's a machlekes, or maybe there are exceptions to the rule. But the standard person, this is the standard procedure. But if you learn that it's going on the first Trias HaMesim, as then it's Shver, that L'Chayra, where the Mishnah is going on Eilam Haba, not on Yemais HaMashiach. As if you learn there's two Trias HaMesim, like we show in Rav Sadi Gon and Rav Haigoin, as him came, as why if he's covering Trias HaMesim, he can't be Zeicha L'Eilam Haba, type. But if he's there, you could be Miyasher, Boif, and Kal. And then Nochinami, meaning Efsher, the first Triasam Mesim, meaning Efsher Nochinami, the first Triasam Mesim of Yemaisa Mashiach, he won't be Zeichet to also. But the Mishnah is talking about the second Darg of Olam Haba, Lefid Ramah. The only way to be Zeichet to that Olam Haba is with the Triasam Mesim. As Triasam Mesim is Zeichet Timser to Olam Haba. That's what the Ramah says. That's a yeshiv to the other shittas too. It's come to chayis in this gemara. What you buy from all rishonim is the way to get to Olam Haba is Trias HaMesim. Now state in the gemara, the male of somebody who's kafa with Trias HaMesim can't be zayfa to Olam Haba. The gemara continues, and the Gemara on Tzadik Amid Beis, the Gemara brings down Minayin L'Trias HaMesim Min HaTayra, and it says, V'nasa Mimenu Shumas Hashem L'Aron HaKoyin, V'chi Aron, did he come to Eretz Yisrael? No. It must be, Shekodesh Baruch was also L'Hachis Yisrael, V'nasten Lai Shuma. Frag the Ramah Shaila. The Gemara in Baba in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, the famous Gemara says, "Lo'ilam haba in achila v'shtia." Zim Kain, how could the Gemara say, bring a riot from Trias HaMesim, that Aaron's going to get Truma? Array, if we're talking about the Trias HaMesim, lo'ilam haba, array, the Trias HaMesim, lo'ilam haba, is the tkufa v'in achila v'shtia, like the Gemara in Brachas of Daf Yud Zayin. As what are you giving him chuma for? There's not going to be a chila v'shtia to eat chuma b'chlal. Zog di yad rama enochinami, meaning the Gemara is dashing the first Trias HaMesim that happens in Yemois HaMashiach. And fishi this rama that is two Trias HaMesims. We're talking about the first Trias HaMesim that'll be in Yemois HaMashiach. The Mishnah is handling the second one. Of Olam Haba. Besides, the Gemara is just bringing a raya that there is a musig of Trias HaMesim, but the different targas and the different madregas of Trias HaMesim that the Gemara is not handling with. As long as you have a raya that there is a musig of Trias HaMesim in a Torah, thus is Ginug. The Finishitas that learned that there is one Trias HaMesim, L'Choira, Kenis Mashman Nirmban, we saw in Shara Gmul, as L'Chayra the Kivun is that you have to say that even though the Trias HaMesim is La'ilam Haba, over that Madrega of Ki'ilu Imo Yachila V'shtia, that doesn't happen Miyad. That happens in the Hemshech HaZman. Then the Gemara then says that you learn out from this Pasuk Nacha Locha that Minayim she'ein noisen shuma l'koyin am ha'aret sh'nema v'oma la'am l'yoshu Yerushalayim l'man yaziku v'tayres Hashem. As in the Gemara over here, it dashens it on the pasuk of shuma, it says shuma. In the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Lamed, the girsa is on kol matonis. As Tosfos medayik the Gemara over there in Tosfos in Achinami, it's a din in kol matonis also. That the reason why the Gemara says Chuma over here number one, the drush is by Truma. Could be the Shada Shava Lakula, but the drush is by Truma. But number two, the Gemara says two timing for this din. One is Laman Yechziku B'Tayres Hashem. The purpose of giving Truma to the Kayin was that he should learn Torah. As he should have Panasa to learn Torah. As then you only give it to Kahanim, Tamid Chachamim. That's like the Rambam in Seif Shemitah V'Yoyvel, the famous Rambam. That whoever learns Torah, you learn out from the Kayinim. They're just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Kahanim, Shumas, and Matnas Kuna Kadeh that they should learn. As we learn out from there, everyone who's Makamal on himself to learn Torah, Hashem will be Mazmin him Kesef. As that Tam is not only by Chuma, that Tam is by Uma, the Sukuna, like it's Mavur and the Rambam. The Gemara in the Hemshech says another Tam. The Gemara says, because it's Kilu Noisnoi Lari, that maybe he'll eat it Bituma. As the Issa Bituma is only by Chuma, by other Matanas like Zeroya, Lechaim, and Keva, the Rabbi Chulin, that there's no Issa to be Matamet. The second time of the Gemara is even by Chulin. It's only by Chuma. As Lefi said, it's good why he only mentions Chuma, being that the one time that the Gemara gives, the second time that the Gemara gives, is only by Chuma. Gemara then goes on and brings other drushes for Trias HaMeis. As one of the drushes that the Gemara brings, Shalominim is Reb Gamliel, Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim, and it says, Min HaTorah, Min HaNeviim, Min HaKesuvim. As the place, Min HaNeviim, Desivayu Meisecha Nevelosi, Yikumu Nikitzu Rai Nishach Yacha, Kital Ares Talecha, Ve'eretz Ephayim Tapil. As the Gemara in Kesubis, and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph says, Del Tal Iris is going on Torah. As Lefiza, you could say that not only is over here a Remez for Trias HaMeisim, but in the Remez Gufa Ligs, what's the reason why a person will be Zeicha to Trias HaMeisim? The way a person will be Zeicha to Trias HaMeisim is through Limudat Torah, because Torah is a Tal, which is Mechaya a person. As over here is Meramez, the famous Gemara in Ksubis, so Amaratzim are not going to become the Trias HaMeisim, but Nichol Amari, the main Mahachis. The Gemara finds them a Takana to be Mechazik Torah and to help Talmidei Chachamim. As Kum Techois, that you need the Arav Torah for Trias HaMeisim, Lashteta. As not only do we have a Makar over here to Trias HaMeisim, we have a chetim, so how to be zeicha b'tchias ha-meisim. V'imkinim ha-dvarim, you could be mazbin another drasha, the Gemara also. The Gemara darshan zeh from a pasuk in Veschanon. V'atam ha-beikim b'ashem le'chigam chayim kulchem ha-yoyim. Ha-yom kulchem chayim af lo'elam hava kulchem kayomim. You could be moisif over there also. The mucker that tells us Trias HaMeisim is Gufa telling us how to be Zeich in Trias HaMeisim. What's the way to be Zeich in Trias HaMeisim? Atem advekim b'Hashem alakechem chayim kulchem hayoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chay v'kayim l'olam l'netzach nitzachim. Olam haba is nene mizeh v'ashchina. As a person whose whole life he's dovek b'Hashem. Atem advekim b'Hashem alakechem chayim kulchem hayoyim. וזהו בי זכה לתחייס המסם בפרט מסיעות ישרים where he learns that the eager of every mitzvah is dvekes b'kodesh baruch hu as we were put in this world to be dovek b'Hashem they that which were dovek b'Hashem were zecha to be dovek in kodesh baruch hu is chai v'kayim lo ilam ha-dovek b'dove nasi kemaisoi at chelek the dovek b'dove nasi kemaisoi is a medrash Sisham is not Madgish, we're just adding the Medrash. As Mimele, the Chais, that in two of the Psukim that we have, is not only Limudim that there is Trias HaMeisim, but we could also learn out how every person could be Zeicha to reach this Madrega of Tchias Amis and to be Zeicha the Schara Godol of the Osid Lavoi. Gemara then continues, and the Gemara darshins Nachum Makar, Ikaris Tikaris and Nefesh Ahi, Avoyne Boy, Ikaris Tikaris Bailam Haze, Avoyne Boy, Amos, Loilam Haba. The Ramban al Tayr explains the Joshua that Avoyne Boy is Mashma, in this man of Oilam Haba, he'll get the Oinish of Avoyne Boy. Makato, we said the Ramban in the Mishnah, there are people that will be getting Einshim even in the Kufa of Olam Haba. So this drasha of the Gemara. The Gemara brings one man the Yomar, and Ikaris, Tikaris, Ikaris by Olam Hazet, Tikaris, Olam Haba, Divrei Rebbe Kiva. The Fizet, we see that there's two dargas of Krisas. There's a Krisas by Olam Hazet, and there's a Krisas of Olam Haba. This Kiyadua, this Gemara is where the Ramban uses to answer a famous question. Ramban asks that you see, Ramban al-Tayra on this pasuk, that you see that there are people that are Rishayim and they live very long and they're not Nichras. Aye, they were Oivan Krisus. He says only a person who's Zeicha, he gets his Einish Ba'ilam Hazah. But for some people, there's a Krisus Me'ilam Haba. That's his Einish. Like you see over here, there's a musig of Krisus Me'olam Haba too.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.